Bit crushed top loops that still shimmer. Intermediate Ableton lesson for drum and bass. Let's go. In drum and bass, top loops are basically the engine noise of the groove. Hats, rides, little shaker textures, break tops, they're what makes the track feel fast, rolling, and expensive. And bit crushing is perfect for adding that gritty jungle attitude. But here's the problem. Bit crushing often destroys the air. You get crunch, but you lose the silky shimmer. Or worse, you get that painful, spitty harshness around 6 to 9K and it feels cheap. So today you're going to build a reusable Ableton audio effect rack that does both crunchy texture and movement, while keeping that clean 10 to 16K sheen on top. All stock devices. The big idea is parallel processing with intent. One chain keeps transience and definition. One chain gets crushed for character and motion. One chain restores pure air without bringing back the harsh mid-high sting. Alright, open Ableton, grab a top loop, and let's build. First, choose the right source loop, because it matters more than people admit. Pick a loop that is mostly hats, rides, shakers, or a break layer that you've already filtered to be mostly tops. You want short transients. You want tick, not wash. If the loop already has tons of low-mid mess, Redux is just going to turn that into fizzy mud. On the clip, set warp mode to beats. Start with preserve at 1/16th or 1/32nd. If the loop is smearing, raise the transient setting, around 100 to 150 is a decent place to experiment. You're aiming for crisp timing and clean attacks. Now before we crush anything, we're going to pre-clean so the distortion works with you instead of against you. Add EQ 8 on the loop track before the rack. High pass it. Use a 24 dB per octave slope somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Adjust by ear. If it's a break top, you might go higher. The goal is simple. Don't feed Redux unnecessary low and low mid energy. Then optionally, if you're going for really tight rollers, add a gate. Set the threshold so it closes between hits. Keep the return basically instant, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo and the loop's tail. This step is underrated. It stops your crush from turning into a constant fizzy blanket. Quick coach note before we build the rack. Gain staging. Redux exaggerates whatever level you feed it, and it can sound randomly glassy if you hit it too hard. Put a utility before the rack, and trim the level so peaks are roughly hitting around -12 to -6 dBFS. You'll get a way more controllable crunch. Now build the rack. Drop an audio effect rack on the track. Create three chains. Name them Dry, Crush, and Air. Let's start with the dry chain. This is your clarity anchor. It's what makes the loop still sound like a clean, expensive top layer. On dry, add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive at 0 to 5%. Set transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30. Boom off. We don't need boom on tops. Then add EQ 8 after drum bus. If you need it, add a gentle high shelf, plus 1 to plus 2 dB around 8 to 12K. But don't force it. If the loop is already bright, leave it flat. This chain is about definition, not hype. Now the crushed chain. This is where the jungle attitude lives. First device, Redux. Start with downsample around 2 to 6. For bit reduction, try 6 to 10 bits. If you go all the way down to 4 bit, it's a special effect. Cool sometimes, but usually not your everyday DNB top loop. Set Redux dry slash wet to 100%, because you're blending with chain volume, not with the device. Right after Redux, add auto filter. Set it to high pass mode. 12 dB slope. Now sweep the frequency up into the 1.5K to 4K range until the crushed low mid fuzz stops taking over. You're basically telling the crushed chain, you can have texture, but you're not allowed to add mod. A little resonance is fine, around 0.5 to 1.2, but don't whistle. Optional but good. Add saturator after that. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB, then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. This makes the grit feel more hardware and less like pure digital sand. Then add autopan for motion. Set amount around 10 to 25%. Rate synced at 1/8 or 1/16th. Phase at 180 degrees for that classic widening motion. This is a huge trick. Movement without reverb wash. Indeed NB, speed and definition beat long reverb tails almost every time. Now set your initial blend for the crush chain. Start it quiet, like -12 to -18 dB compared to the dry chain. Then slowly bring it up until you feel the texture, but the loop still reads as clean and punchy. If you notice the hats losing their initial click, you've pushed the crush chain too far, or your dry chain doesn't have enough transient. That brings us to a key concept. Keep the groove by crushing the body of the hits, not the initial click. If your hats lose definition, The fix usually isn't more treble. The fix is reintroducing the first 5 to 20 milliseconds of the transient via the clean chain. Think of the clean chain as the front edge, and the crushed chain as the fabric behind it. Now the air chain. This is how you get shimmer back without making the loop harsh. First, EQ 8. High pass it really high, on purpose. Use a 6 to 12 dB slope and set it around 6 to 9K. Yes, that high. This chain is only for air. No mids, no presence. Just the halo on top. Then add saturator, but we're using it like an exciter. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Output compensated. This creates harmonics that make the shimmer audible even at low listening volumes. Then add utility. Set width around 120 to 160%. Carefully. Turn bass mono on and set it to 200 Hz just for safety, though this chain won't have much bass anyway. Now blend the air chain. Bring it up until the loop regains that expensive brightness. If it starts sounding like glass or spray, pull it back and remember, shimmer is usually 12 to 16K, while pain is often 6 to 9K. Extra coach move, drop a spectrum after the rack and watch what you're doing. You're aiming for a gentle, consistent lift above about 12K, not spiky peak stabbing at 7 or 8K. That's the difference between air and harshness. All right, let's turn this into a performance-ready rack with macros. Map macro 1 to crush amount. That can be redux downsample or bit reduction. Map macro 2 to crush blend, which is the crushed chain volume. Map macro 3 to air level, the air chain volume. Map macro 4 to air tone. You can map this either to a shelf gain on the dry chain or to the high pass frequency on the air chain. That's a super musical control. Map macro 5 to motion, which is auto pan amount. Map macro 6 to tightness, which could be gate release or drum bus transients. Now you can automate a whole top loop story across an arrangement without constantly diving into devices. Next, post-rack glue and polish. Not mandatory, but helpful. After the rack, you can add glue compressor if you want the loop to sit consistently. Attack 3 to 10 ms, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you crush it harder than that, you'll flatten the transients you just protected. Then EQ 8 for final polish. If it's spitty or knife-like, do a narrow dip around 7 to 9K, maybe minus 2 dB. If it's dull, a gentle shelf at 12K, plus 1 dB, is usually enough. Limiter only if you have wild peaks, and only catching 1 to 2 dB. Tops shouldn't be smashed. They should be quick. Now, arrangement. This is where these macros pay off. For drop impact, do this. Before the drop, automate air level down and crush blend up. Darker, tenser, more mid-texture. At the drop, snap air level up and reduce crush slightly. Instant lift. The groove feels like it opens up. For a 16-bar evolution, bars 1 through 8, subtle crush and subtle motion. Bars 9 through 16, increase motion a bit and increase downsample a bit. Not a huge move, just enough to feel the loop getting more urgent. Call and response with your drums. On snare hits, especially 2 and 4. Automate a tiny dip in crush blend so the snare stays dominant. The top loop supports, it doesn't steal. And for jungle flavor, layer a break top, high pass it around 500 to 800 Hz and run it through the rack. You'll get that crunchy amen air vibe while still keeping shimmer. Let's cover the mistakes that usually wreck this technique. First mistake, crushing full spectrum audio. If you crush lows and mids, you don't get grit, you get fizzy mud. High pass before redux. Second mistake, no parallel blending. A fully crushed top loop usually sounds small and cheap. Parallel is the secret sauce. Third, overwidening. If your hats disappear in mono, you've made facey sparkle instead of real shimmer. Which brings us to a quick mono safety check. Put a utility at the very end of the chain, just temporarily, and set width to 0% for a moment. If the hats vanish, reduce auto pan amount, reduce air chain width, or bring some shimmer back into the mid channel instead of only the sides. Fourth, using reverb instead of motion. DNB needs speed and definition. Auto pan, tiny ambience, micro delay tricks those keep the roll alive without washing it out. Fifth, confusing harshness with shimmer. If it hurts, it's not shimmer. It's probably 6 to 9K. Shimmer lives higher, and it's smoother. A couple heavier DNB pro tips while we're here. Make the crush darker, not louder. After redux, you can even low pass gently around 10 to 14K on the crush chain, and let the air chain be the only place where true sparkle comes from. That keeps the grit present, but stops it from becoming sand. Sidechain your top loop to kick or snare if the mix is dense. Use compressor with sidechain from your drum bus. Attack 1 to 5 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The groove will punch through the bass wall. If you want controlled metallic edge, try frequency shifter very subtly on the crush chain. Shift plus 5 to plus 20 Hz, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. It can add that cold, techy sheen without needing extra reverb. And beware air pumping. If you compress the whole top loop, the air chain might swell in a distracting way. If that happens, put a compressor only on the air chain with light settings, just 1 to 2 dB of reduction, so the sheen stays steady. Now a quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Pick a hat loop at 174 BPM, or warp it there. Build the 3-chain rack, dry chain, drum bus for transients, crush chain, redux, auto filter, auto pan, air chain, EQ high pass around 7K, saturator, utility. Set starting balances, dry at 0 dB, crush around minus 14 dB, air around minus 10 dB, then automate across 16 bars, bars 1 to 8. Keep crush amount low and motion low. Bars 9 to 16. Increase crush amount and motion slightly. Right before the drop, do a quick air dip for a micro pullback, then slam it back up at the drop. Then do an A/B export. Version A, turn off the air chain. Version B, air chain blended, listen at low volume. Version B should feel clearer, more alive, and more expensive, without being harsher. Final recap so it sticks. Parallel chains are the whole game here. Dry chain keeps the transient definition. Crush chain adds grit, movement, and attitude, but gets filtered so it doesn't add mud. Air chain restores the shimmer by focusing on true air frequencies and adding harmonics, not just harsh EQ boosts. Use motion instead of long reverb. Automate macros for energy and evolution. And always do a mono check. Because wide sparkle that disappears in mono will betray you the second the track hits a club system. If you tell me what kind of top loop you're using, like clean hats versus break tops, and your target vibe, liquid, tech step, jump up, jungle, I can suggest a tailored rack version with tighter macro ranges and starring values.